overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
Good afternoon, everybody, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Joining us, as he has in the past, and he will in the future, former pitcher, Major League Baseball pitcher, and all-around good guy, Josh Towers.
Johnny, what's up, buddy?
Well, it was an exciting weekend for sports lovers. Also joining us, illustrator, cartoonist, and another all-around good guy, Neil Portnoy, NP, no problem.
I'm here, but I keep looking at this bald guy on the video.
The black Neil Portnoy.
Well, I always say, look, management not responsible for the way you already look until I see my own face. I am not in a good mood.
And also super fan Tom White.
Hey, it's great to be back here again, as always.
And on emergency fish business, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead, Kramer, on his way in, somebody needed salmon. And they needed it now.
Damn it!
I'm the only one with headphones, so you guys don't hear what Bobby does. And on the board, on the big board, Bobby Machado. So anyway, sports fans, it was a great weekend. I want to talk about baseball first, since we have Josh in, because we're getting to the end of the wire here. So before we get into football, let's wrap up. I mean, there's six or seven games left.
Yeah, there's about six or seven
games. Yep.
In the six in the American and seven?
It just depends on who had an off day or who missed a day because of weather and stuff like that. So it's right around a week.
All right. So American League in the East, Boston Red Sox have already clinched. Cleveland Indians have already clinched. And the Astros have already clinched. So American League done, right?
Yes. And then, yeah, the wild card's done because it's the Yankees and A's. I mean, at this point, it's too late for, I think Tampa's too late. I mean, everybody had to lose all the way out. But Tampa made a good push, but it was just too much at the end.
And the Red Sox are hoping that the A's overtake the Yankees because now they got to go all the way to the left coast and then go all the way back. And you know, Josh, what that's like.
You call
like,
it the left coast?
I call it the left coast. I live here now, so it's the left coast. But they got to go all the way over to Oakland. And they would have to play in Oakland. And
which
then
is
come
beautiful
all,
this time of year.
Yeah, but, you know, travel, as Josh will tell you, when you're going back and forth, you know,
Josh
coast
was on
to
the
coast,
Athletics.
No, he had a Yanks.
Yanks.
You were down the Athletics?
No, I almost signed with him when his buddy J.P. Ricciardi was there. But J.P. went to Toronto, and I was signing with Oakland. And he goes, nope, you're coming with me, not Oakland. I'm the dude who wanted you. So his good friend J.P. took me to Toronto instead.
Oh, I think I put a picture of you in the Athletics
No, I didn't. I don't know where you found it.
They do have a senior tour if you ever.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves have clinched.
They did clinch.
And
yes.
My Chicago Cubbies, 2.5 games ahead of Milwaukee Brewers. You guys feel pretty confident that my Cubs are going to...
They'll be in.
They're in. I'm not confident.
Oh,
they're
they
gonna,
are?
Yeah, they're in. I mean, they can still lose the division. There's no question about it, but they're in. I mean, they got 91 wins. That might be the best in the NL. Yeah, they're in for sure.
2.5 games ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers, 4.5 games ahead of St. Louis Cardinals, and in the West... 1.5 games, the Dodgers are ahead of the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, no one seems to want that. I mean, everybody had it. The D-backs had it. They went into L.A. and died. And then the Colorado had it. They went into L.A. and died. And now the Dodgers are holding off. What do they got, about 1.5 game on them?
Yeah, 1.5 games.
Yeah, it's coming down to the wire. I mean, everybody's playing matchups that you thought were going to decide it. But the Dodgers, they're in full control of this.
I mean, what does a manager do in a situation like this where you've got your pitching staff, your rotation is already set, yet you've got to win certain games now? You can't set up for the playoffs.
No, not at all. So Oakland has the luxury. The Yankees have the luxury, although they're trying to still win out. And like I said, Yankees want that game in New York, like you said. Because that's a tough game either way. They're playing Oakland. It's tough. But, yeah, they got to win out. But, no, these divisional things, you got to leave. I mean, Cole Hamels got to stay on schedule. Everybody's got to stay on schedule because you're not in. So you don't have the luxury of Boston. You don't have the luxury of Cleveland where – everybody else in the division kind of died and left it.
I think the Red Sox are playing the Patriots next week. It may be a game the Patriots can win.
We'll see.
We're not going to get into football yet.
You never want to throw a curveball against his own defense. I can tell you that right now.
Love it, yeah.
Tom, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen in baseball?
You know what? I'm a peripheral baseball fan, but I'm always pulling for the Red Sox.
Yeah?
Yep.
Who wins the MVP?
I don't know why, but
year?
I am.
Who wins the MVP?
Oh, man.
Mookie or JD?
See, to me, it should be JD, but it's hard not to give it to Mookie. What JD's done over the last, year has just been special.
Well, I mean, everybody is number one or number two in certain categories.
Yes.
Home runs, ribbies, on-base percentage.
Even on MLB.com, it's like what JD Martinez has done and what the rest of baseball's done right next to it.
Right.
So, to me, it's JD, and then I'm a big Christian Yelich fan. I think that he's had a
remarkable year.
And without him in the lineup, they're not the same team. But I guess you can have the same argument with Baez. But I think, to me, it's JD and Yelich.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Although, you know what? Who's the MVP for the Red Sox? For the Red Sox, is it JD or Mookie? I say it's JD. My opinion on the MVP for the league is Mookie because he's a five-tool player.
He does everything. He's so fun to watch.
I just love guys named Mookie.
Yeah. Well, you know you're going to be special when
I remember when he first came up, and he was in double A at the time, and you heard little rumors about this guy by the name of Mookie, right? And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And his parents were in the stands at Fenway for his first game when he came out, and then all of a sudden he just took off. He's not a big – listen, he's a tremendous golfer, a D1 bowler. The kid is very talented.
Speaking of golf.
Yeah. How about Tiger? Is that sweet?
First win in 5 years.
5 years. Yeah. And dramatically, too.
Almost won the FedEx Cup.
By a stroke.
Right.
How about that shot by Justin Rose, by the way? The par 5, 18 at the end. He hits his driver almost all the way through, which no one's done. He hits that 7-iron. It hits the lip and somehow kicks forward. If it kicks back, then Tiger wins the FedEx Cup as well.
That would be incredible.
Listen, I love it, too, because I'm the biggest Tiger fan on the planet, and I've been telling everybody for a long time that he's plenty back. He's going to win. I have no doubts about any of this. I love that all the people that we have on the show. Tiger's never going to win again. Woody Page on the TV next to us, he's never going to win again.
Jeffrey with a G has said the same thing.
I need people to apologize.
I'm a fan of Tiger.
Awesome.
My favorite part of the whole thing with Tiger is the irony with his ex-wife that she came at him with a 5-iron. I just find that funny.
I was listening on the way in, all right, because I always listen to sports radio. And they're talking about, Tiger. Tiger's happy. His father in heaven's happy. His new girlfriend
is happy. She's happy.
Who's his new girlfriend?
She's 20 years old, blonde, with a rather impressive chest. That's all I...
She's not blonde.
And that's not going out on the ledge here either.
Unless he was hugging somebody else, I don't think she was blonde. The coolest thing, though, I mean, listen, we all know what he does for sports and what he does for golf. And he has more top tens than almost everybody on tour this year. There was only like four guys ahead of him, I think, for all the things that he did. He had some seconds. He came back and won finally. The shot coming down 18... with everybody behind him. It was like a rock star coming through the crowd.
He is a rock
and they
star.
Had to pull people back. And it's not like they were allowing those people to come. And they were just like, all right, you guys can't overtake us. He was surrounded in there. I mean, it was one of the coolest visions I've ever seen in sports ever.
As I've always said, ability you're born with, you learn technique, you enhance it with repetition, practice. He knows how to win.
Yes.
He had to get that feeling back of how to
so
win.
So important.
Yep.
He
yep.
said it too. He's like, I on that second shot, he's like, I could still shank this. And he's never had that feeling or thought in his head before. And then once he got on the green, he's like, all right, I can two putt from here. I got this. And so he high fives his caddy. But no, like he finally was human for a second because, and what was the thing he said 5 years ago? People were clapping. Now they're taking photos. He goes, I don't know what this is like, with the cameras on the course. It was just different for him.
Did you ever meet him?
I've never met him. No,
I met him with Charles Barkley at Tiger Jam, 1 year, and it was like I was with my friend Marty Tunnel. It was about 4 a.m, and Barkley was playing roulette.
Yeah,
he was playing $2,000 in number, and Tiger came in and he had I can't even say it on air, but he had a hat that said FKNLZN, and I can't say what it stood for, but Barkley is known for being a terrible golfer, and they had just come off the course, and Tiger was peeling off $100 bills and says, I took this from you on the second hole. I took this from you on the fourth hole. And Tiger was actually giving us a little clinic on what he was doing with
Charles Barkley would be known as the reversal of the human highlight film on a golf course. That delay.
Worst swing.
Listen, the camera is working. There were no technical difficulties. This is actually his swing.
Oh, yeah.
It just tells you how crazy our brains are, huh? It just wouldn't let him go. Wouldn't let him swing.
Unbelievable.
I've got a friend, Aaron Campbell, that could hit a 9-iron 250 yards, and it's the worst swing you've ever seen. But, Could not.
Look at Jim Furyk. I mean, you
it's
know,
it's textbook though. It's like any delivery. It's like any swing. Like you get to this three or four main points, no matter how different it is.
It's the hitting zone. You know, it's the same thing with a hitter. You know,
I didn't know that you play golf.
Listen, it's the only game you yell four, make five, and put down three. I can play this game.
I could use that.
He's good in scrambles.
That's good. That's good.
It's Josh will tell you this. Same thing with a pitcher, same thing with a hitter. You know, do you pick
muscle
the foot
memory.
Up when you put the weight shift? Everything in any sport you play is balanced. So whatever you do to get to that zone, that, you know, that golf zone, it's where right. you square the club. You know, where you shift off. You know, as a pitcher, you plant your front leg, all your weight shifts to your front leg. Yep. The next move is take that right hip and rotate it. Rotate your hips, because that's your torque.
All right, well, we got to get out on the golf course, and we'll see what kind of torque you have.
Listen, I'll be telling you jokes. You'll be laughing the entire time.
Well, that's the best part of the game, really.
That's right, that's right.
You know, there's a mentality, though, that a lot of people, when they cross sports, like if you're a baseball player, football player, or whatever, and you're playing golf, there's a lot of really good golfers in the NFL. I mean, a whole lot of really good golfers. There's some that are just not. Some are like Barkley and Jordan were, who just were out there throwing their money away. I was in a celebrity pro-am tournament for a melanoma cause a couple years ago, and was teamed with Lorenzo Neal, if you remember Lorenzo.
Yes, yeah, I do.
And he is a very moderate golfer. Not bad, not good. I was very comfortable playing with him. But we got up to the longest drive hole, and he went, oh, what, this is the longest drive? And you saw this look go over his face, and he suddenly became a professional competitor. And he walked up, and he crushed it about 330 yards and won the competition. And next hole, he's shanking it off to the left. It's going there. It's going there. But when you get that in your head, boom, that's what you do.
I got to tell you a funny story. I played in the CVS Classic Celebrity Golf Tournament back east, and our pro in our group was Roger Maltby. Well, the night before, Tenbin Goler, who owned Pleasant Valley Country Club, I was the entertainment. I did the caricatures at a New England clam bake the night before, Payne Stewart, his wife, the girls. I'm drawing everybody. Roger's over my shoulder. Well, we get to the first tee, and I'm blocking everything off for the first four holes. I'm to the right. I'm the right. I go to Roger. I say, Roger, what the hell am I doing? I can't turn the ball over. And he looks at me and says, can I ask you a question, Neil? I said, sure. He said, I saw you draw everything in the world last night. How come you can't draw the damn ball?
Yeah, golf
stories. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, to your story, too, Justin Rose did that last night on 18, or yesterday on 18. Yep. I mean, we saw him hitting trees. He was taking doubles. He was a shot away from not winning the FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Sutton takes over him on 18, and he hits the longest drive of all. And he runs out of fairway. And then he does the same thing with the 7-iron, which I don't think he was intending to get to the green. Just something took over him. Like with Lorenzo Neal, it's that competitive nature that these guys have that's just different.
Oh, it's astounding to see, too.
And nothing in the past had mattered. He had the worst round of golf I think he's ever had yesterday. And all of a sudden on 18, when it mattered, he was back at it. It was really cool to see.
Well, I'm happy for Tiger. I'm happy for
him. I'm happy for the game of golf.
Yeah, that's what it's
It's
great
amazing about. What the last 5 years has been when he's essentially been gone. I mean, he missed so much time with the back and everything, and then all the personal problems, and then he struggled to come back. And over the last, this season anyway, you see him becoming Tiger Woods again.
That's awesome.
You know, and he had five top 10 finishes in the last six or seven rounds.
That's what people overlooked. That's what people didn't like. Oh, he didn't win. You know, he took second. He had more top tens. He had five top 10s in his first 13 tournaments, and there was only four other people in golf that were even close to that. Three had more, and then one was tied with them. It was like, wait a minute, he's doing stuff.
I guarantee the tour players, you know, when you hear the big crowd roar, Tiger's doing something. They took notice at this tournament. He's back.
Yes.
That's fun. Great for the game. Sports fans, you can visit with us at our pizza and podcast pregame party at Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. Amore features Chicago pizza, Vienna hot dogs, Italian beefs, beer, wine, sangria. Tonight's Monday Night Football kicks off at 5:15 with the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, who's favored by only 1 point, and the over and under is 54, which is a big number. We're going to have our pizza and podcast at Amore Taste of Chicago. Stop by for a visit. 3:30 to kick off, and we're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KEAD Las Vegas.
Stop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Happy Monday to you, everybody. It's still about 100 degrees outside, and it's still backed up at the spaghetti bowl. Some fun stuff going on around town. Some shows that we suggest. Misbehave Game Show at Bally's. Neil, you've seen that, right?
Yes.
You've seen just about everything. Bronx Wanderers, one of your favorites, one of my
great
favorites
show.
Over at Bally's, Vinnier. And, of course, George Wallace. I don't know. Have you seen George's show?
You've
got to go see George's show. He was on with us last week.
I'm not much of a comedian guy because, you know what? I listen to him and go, I'm funnier than you are. I always do it. I always do it. And I know they're pros.
Yeah. Well, George was on with us last week, and he's one of the funniest human beings I've ever met.
Really?
Oh, we did a half hour out in the parking lot after the show. He's just incredible. Yeah. Something else that's coming up that's gonna looks like a lot of fun to me is the Grape Stomp Festival at Pahrump Valley Winery, October 6th to 7th. They attract thousands of people out in Pahrump to do the grape. You know,
have you ever been out to that winery?
No,
it's wonderful.
They just invited me to come out.
They've got a couple of vintages that are really, really nice, surprisingly good.
Is that the one they have the outdoor theater at?
I think that's different.
Celebrate the harvest season of Nevada-grown grapes, fall and full moons, all while channeling your inner Lucy. I love that. The 25th annual or 26th annual Grape Festival on Saturday, October 6th and Sunday, October 7th, hosted by Bill and Gretchen Loken, owners and winemakers of Pahrump Valley Winery and Symphony's Restaurant, 3810 Winery Road, just an hour from the Strip, over the hump on Highway 160 to Pahrump. Shout out to I've got a couple of friends that live out in Pahrump. Mark Brodling, lighting man from the Westgate, a lighting designer, and Stephanie Sanchez, both live in Pahrump. It's not that far.
I haven't been there yet.
You've never been to Pahrump?
I went to.
Don't lie to me just because your wife is listening.
I really haven't. Searchlight? Is it Searchlight?
You've never been to the Bunny Ranch?
I went to that. No, I haven't been there.
It's for sale.
Is it? Well, with the contents.
I love that Dennis Hoff is running
contents
for
included, yeah, or can I yes. buy the whole thing?
You got to negotiate contracts, but yes.
We're not going to get Josh
in
trouble.
I went to search, like, there's an old bar
Pioneer.
There.
Pioneer. It's the
went
best
there.
Ever.
That
That's
was great.
What's the bar? What is it?
Pioneer
Good
Saloon. Yeah. Just go to Gene and turn right 6 miles. It's awesome.
The Pioneer Saloon. Yeah. I've talked to. Wasn't there the big biking?
There's
a lot of bikers.
A lot of bikers.
But that was a big crime.
It's also a big on the ghost hunting tour.
Yes.
They swear to God that it is haunted. That the ghost of who was married to Clark Gable that passed away.
Myrna
Loy? Carol Lombard.
No, Carol Lombard.
Carol Lombard haunts the women's room at the Pioneer Saloon.
You can do a live from the women's room at the Pioneer.
Live from the ladies' room.
She
from
died
the
right
Double
there.
Down Saloon.
She died right there on Mount Potosi, which is right outside of Good Springs. That's where the plane crashed that killed her.
Carol Lombard.
Yeah.
I saw Johnny Rocket. Is it Johnny Rocket? He's got a place here in town, a bar.
Johnny, what do you mean? Johnny Rockets?
Yeah, Johnny.
No. I think I know who you mean.
What's his name? Tommy Rocker.
Tommy Rocker.
I saw him
great
play
guy.
Out there. So yeah, I had
Tommy's
one of the Hamburg specials
like a jukebox.
And watched him. He was great.
And a really great guy. Shout out to Tommy Rocker.
Yeah, it was great.
On Dean Martin on Industrial.
Yep.
Anyway, tonight we've got Tampa Bay versus the Steelers. Gentlemen, what do you think?
I think it's exciting.
what's the spread?
2-1 for the Steelers sounds like heaven to me.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful being a Ravens fan.
Just personal opinion.
Yeah, it's lovely. They are in shambles, man. No one's agreeing with anything over there. Everybody's crying and bickering. And the fact that they're losing is the best thing in the world for Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he's sitting back loving this. And then I don't know. I mean, I love Fitzpatrick. I think he's always been a true professional. But how long can this keep up? I mean, he's... What he did to the Saints was unbelievable. It was as perfect a pass as you can throw. And then last week, he did the same thing versus the Eagles. At some point, and we saw it last night, the Lions made a huge adjustment to how bad they look, and the Patriots. Oof. You got to think at some point they make adjustments to this Tampa Bay offense. But they got some weapons over there.
There are several things that are happening this season where you just have to go, what?
Yes.
And Fitzpatrick is one of them.
Fitzmagic.
I mean, my goodness.
Doesn't he always do this when he takes over for the first time?
Yeah, yes. I was just going to say that. Going to say, he is a wonderful backup. You bring him off the bench and he's unstoppable. Give him that big money contract, he's never been successful.
The moment they say, hey, Fitz, you're our full-time guy, is the day we bet against him.
Yep.
For sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a couple other guys. Like, I think Tyrod Taylor is one of those same guy kind of guys. I like him too, but... He's had two great games and then suddenly, was playing like, garbage, got hurt, and now he's on the bench.
I think his back was hurt before that game started. So. I don't know if you watched it, but I think he was really hurt.
Yeah,
he kept
grabbing.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, there was something wrong with him. And I was like, watching that game, I thought that they should have pulled him earlier. I thought he put, and being a professional, he's not going to want to come out, but I thought they pushed him too far in that game. He looked hurt to me.
I saw it when Fitzpatrick did the live broadcast.
Beautiful.
I thought it was Conor McGregor. I really did.
Well, that's all DeSean Jackson, because he's like, you're not going out there like this. Put this on. So,
it was great.
So DeSean dressed him up. And that's what's great about that team, is all those guys are having fun together.
Yep.
And that's a very important part of what's going on.
Well, before the show, we were all talking about the Buffalo Bills, which I thought was the biggest upset. That was, at one point, it was 16, and they were plus 16 and a half. And normally it was double digits. I have to take it, but I stayed away from it. Jeffrey with the G stayed off of it, and then we regretted staying off of it.
But how does that happen? I mean, because defense and offensive coordinators.
I'm gonna tell you how
for a certain team.
Tell you how this happens. First off, they're 4-1 in the last five versus the Vikings, so they have their number. Second off, hey, we're gonna arrest Dalvin Cook because we're playing the Bills and he's a little dinged up. So we'll let Latavius Murray. And you know what? You don't need to practice this week. You take some time off. And they just they completely overlooked it. And you do that a lot. We overlook teams that we know we're gonna beat. We have obviously a nice tough match coming up on Thursday versus the Rams.
Yeah.
It was an easy game to overlook and not prepare for. Sit certain players. They thought that they were just gonna roll through it. And it's not that as an athlete I do anything less as far as my workouts, but if I'm pitching
Mental
in 2 days,
game.
Today I'm like, all right, I'll go to dinner with you and have a drink.
Right.
Where on a season I'm taking it serious, it's like, no, I can't, 2 day rule. You know, so you start to give in a little bit, but I still did my stuff. You relax a lot more. And you honestly, without thinking about it, you take it for granted.
And all of a sudden you're down 14-3, 14-0,
21-0 or something.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
And it's easy. These are professional athletes, and we forget that. As bad as the Lions look, as bad as Buffalo looked, as bad as Arizona looked, and Arizona proved it the second half, but they're professional teams. They make adjustments week to week.
Yep.
And they want it more than you did, obviously, at that moment.
Yep.
Saints Falcons was pretty close, 43-37 in overtime.
In OT, yeah.
Drew Brees set the all-time pass completion record in that game. He broke Brett Favre's record of 6,300 completions, and he's now at like 6,325 or something.
But he didn't make a movie with Cameron Diaz.
He's young yet. He's young yet.
You know, the real question I have is Kansas City Chiefs, are the Kansas City Chiefs this good?
Well, they,
is this quarterback this good?
Offensively, yes.
They went to the playoffs back-to-back years and let Alex Smith go for a reason. I mean, they knew what they had. He got to sit for a year, too, which is very, very nice.
He's another one of these guys. What?
His father, obviously, being a Major League Baseball player, he got to grow up in those clubhouses, so he learned a lot more at an early age. Can you continue this pace? No one's ever done that.
He made a play yesterday that was astounding. He started rolling left. The pocket collapsed. He's turned around, swung around, all the way to the right side. Boom, bullet.
And that's the other thing. He can make every throw, which I know to your average person, that doesn't make sense. But there's not very many people in football that can make every throw. There's not very many people in baseball that can make every throw. They're rare, and he can do that as well. Yeah. And then the weapons they have is just ridiculous.
And the thing I always say about quarterbacks is people tell me, well, the guy's got this huge arm. He can kneel on his kneel at the 50-yard line and throw it through the goalposts. And I'm like, I've never seen anyone have to do that.
No, they don't have
to. It's always there's certainly a minimum physical requirement, but the most important thing to me is knowing when and where to throw the ball, and this kid does that.
So you look at it from the correct standpoint, and everybody else looks at it from the cover of the book, what they put on TV. Yeah, they're all gifted.
How is a 5'11" quarterback
not supposed to, right?
Out of Purdue,
not supposed to
put up the numbers that he's put up, and they brought up a point during the game going, he just reads and sees the and has a feel for the game in the field when he's out there.
He's a phenomenal guy. I met him when he was with the Chargers because, of course, I'm a big Charger fan. I was at training camp all the time his first 5 years in San Diego. And I met him a couple of times, and he's the nicest, most down-to-earth guy. I am bigger than he is, but he just looks at you, and he just goes, nothing's going to get me down. And he started out slow. His first 2.5 years were not very productive. And then that light went on, and you could see it happen.
Look, if he ever, the birthmark that he has, if he'd ever like to cover it up, it's Pale Flesh P47. I have that marker.
You want to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo?
What?
Somewhere in a corner, Tanya Brennan is crying. Because Jimmy Garoppolo, we think, is probably going to be out for the season.
This goes back to the point, too, where they, listen, I know football is a contact sport and you're going to get hurt. You can't prevent against ACLs. I mean, every time
he fell
on his knee. It really wasn't the other.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
No, but
touched.
That's what I'm saying. The only guy that I can remember blowing his ACL, getting hit, was Carson Wentz diving in the end zone. Past that, it's all non-contact. It just is what it is. But it's the non-contact where I'm going to make a cut, but oh no, maybe I don't need to make a cut. I'll stay up, and then all of a sudden,
it's the
hesitation that causes all this. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Look what's happened with Matthews for Green Bay.
This is a joke.
It is a joke. He's been penalized every game so far this year by hitting the quarterback or putting his weight on the. And finally, this morning on the radio, he said, "What do you want me to do? This is a contact game."
Did you see what he did yesterday too? Do you want me to tackle you with one arm? I'm not going to be able to do it. So as he wraps him up, he's going to the ground, he takes the one arm off so he doesn't drive him in.
Right.
Still gets penalized.
I'm waiting for one of these guys to kind of make a point and be
tackle the ref.
No, just come in, stop in front of the quarterback, and touch him on both hips.
I saw the best video on social media today. It was a Packers fan and his daughter. She said, "Hike." He ran around, picked her up, held her, laid her on the ground, pulled a pillow out of his back, put it down, laid her head down gently, and then celebrated. It was awesome.
I love it. That's great.
Anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Join us after the show over at Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. Pizza, Italian beef, great Chicago food as we do a little pizza and podcast. We're going to take another commercial break and stay right where you are.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top, along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Stop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Joining us in the studio after emergency fish business, Jeffrey with a G Line One. Go ahead, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny, good to be back. Sorry, guys, I was a little late today. There were some people on the ship that did need their seafood.
Yes, well, if it smells like fish.
Please don't do that.
So here's what we talked about. Tampa, we already covered Tampa Bay versus Steelers. Now you said it's 1.5. We talked about Tiger Woods.
Tampa Bay is up to 1.5 now, which tells me that there's some Tampa Bay money coming in, and Josh made a good point. They should be, right? They're at home. They're the hot team with Fitzpatrick at the helm, and or as you said, Conor McGregor.
Right.
And let's be honest, Pittsburgh looks awful. They can't stop a running nose right now. They've given up back-to-back, I think, 40-point games coming right out of it. Definitely,
Detroit looked awful. Look what they did to my Patriots.
But I just told you, that was the perfect team to do it to New England, because who knows how to beat Brady better than Patricia?
Matt Patricia.
Right? And you guys made a great point on that Minnesota game. They came in, overlooked Buffalo. They got punched in the face. They never regrouped. No changes. I thought at least in the second half, they would have made some adjustments. Terrible. Hopefully they save themselves for the Rams.
What adjustments could you have made?
Oh, come on.
Ball, at least. I mean, they didn't try anything.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't change anything up.
Who do they play next week?
Rams on Thursday night.
They're holding back. The Rams are holding back.
The Rams are going to run them out of the building.
So, I think the Rams got hurt yesterday. Rams lost a couple of players yesterday. And I would normally agree with you 100% that coming back from a loss like that to the Bills, oh, my gosh, you got to come out just so focused. And when you look at what LA did yesterday, when the Rams did yesterday and got hurt with Peters is out, Talib is out. They got some issues.
Yeah, their secondary is definitely banged up. Yeah. And if Minnesota's smart, they could take advantage
of
that.
How does Cousins handle it? Really, because now you get the crowd involved.
By the way, shame on coach. Josh is right. Why are you resting players? Why are you taking it lately? Why aren't you practicing? It's week three.
But you've got a new quarterback running your system. You paid a lot of money to this kid.
Cousins had no problem in weeks one and two.
Yeah, but now it's different. You got smoked.
Yeah.
How does he come back?
He should go to his coach and tell him, what, in the famous words of Bill Belichick, no days off. Let's go. Let's do this. It's only week four. Let's take this right next 12 weeks, 13 weeks, 14 weeks. No days off. Let's just go all the way.
Jeffrey with a G, you're in the Super Contest, so what did this do for you this week?
Going into tonight, I have the Steelers. I went 2-2 this week.
Yeah.
I went 2-2. I did have the Chargers against the Rams plus 7. That didn't work out for me.
No.
I thought the Battle of L.A., I liked their offense. I thought they were going to keep it close, but they just, that team, I don't know why. I just want to try and believe in them. I will never believe in them. I learned my lesson.
They made the classic, there were two classic moments in that game. They played actually better than I thought they were going to play.
That block punt in the end zone was a joke.
And that all came off of the interception by Derwin James, who steps out at the one-yard line instead of falling down in the end zone. If he hadn't done that, the Chargers could have won that game.
Tom, and that's all coaching and having your guys prepared for the situation and knowing what they're doing.
Oh, that and then the Keenan Allen fumble. And then the Rams turned around, went back down and scored again. That's the game right there.
Yeah, that Keenan Allen fumble was big.
Oh, and it was just, oh, my heart dropped when I saw it. I went, no, you did. Oh, you did. What?
Yeah. I hear you. Listen, I'm a Ravens fan, but I'm rooting for the Chargers. I thought they were one of the best teams in football.
I will
this
say
year.
This about the Chargers, though. Their upcoming schedule for the next 5 weeks, they got the 49ers this week. They got the Raiders, they got the Browns, they got the Titans, and then they got the Seahawks after their bye.
Where is the Titans at?
They go to the Titans,
it's
I believe.
It's going to be tough. Okay. The Browns will be tough, too, unless they're at home.
When was the last time they scored a touchdown in Titans?
Tennessee.
Who cares when you can hold your opponent on the road to 6 points?
I know. Well, what was it, 9-6 final?
9-6. What's up with the Jaguars?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, and Fournette
comes off
play,
a huge
though,
win versus New England, a huge win, and they forgot to get over that, and they forgot to prepare for Tennessee, and then all of a sudden Tennessee's preparing for them, and here we go.
Tennessee has been a thorn in their side now for 2 years. I think they've either won 4 or 5 or 5 of 6. Yep. You can't go into that game and take them lighthearted.
That's the thing about the NFL, too. There are games like that when you just, it doesn't matter. It's the 1-11 team versus the 11-1 team, and they just have their number and come in and beat you.
You blew the AFC Championship game in New England to them, and now the following year they're coming. You've been looking at this the whole time on your schedule.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you got Cole making some of the greatest catches I've ever seen. Everybody was up for that game. And then how do you prepare for that afterwards? I mean, you come in and you got the base loaded, no outs as a reliever, and you strike out the side. There's no way you're starting the next inning because nothing can come.
Yeah, high is already done.
So then that's exactly what happened to that.
Yep.
Well, I've got a new favorite name in the NFL, C.J. Beathard.
he's got a brother who's a country singer.
Yeah, what's his name?
Something Beathard as well.
Beathard.
Tucker Beathard.
my last favorite is for the Packers. Ha ha, Clinton Dick.
Oh, that's a great name.
Now, what were his parents thinking when they named him Ha ha, Clinton Dick?
Dicks.
Anybody? Anybody?
Plural. Does he have any siblings, and what are their names?
Little Dicks.
Little Dicks.
All right. So, you want anything else on Sundays?
Well, I do. Because I collect these things, I have a new favorite Raider joke.
All right.
I was going to say, that's another team I can't stand anymore.
Yes, and as long as they're the Oakland Raiders, I can maintain my outward disdain for them. When they become the Vegas Raiders, I will temper this. But, Jonathan, you beat John Gruden.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owen.
Owen who?
Owen 3, John.
Owen 3.
Listen, this is an 0-2 team who's blown 2 games in a row, and you fourth and down instead of taking it, going up 10-0, or giving it to. Why are we not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch? What is with Seattle? Oh. What is it with Oakland today?
Because he's done.
So we're going to give it to the up back on fourth down instead of giving it to Marshawn or kicking the field goal. And how much did they lose by? That was the game. I mean, what are they doing?
I agree.
The guy has proven this year with this team that I got it. He runs to everybody. He carries them on his shoulders. His runs have been amazing, and I'm not going to give it to him. Why?
Yeah,
I don't understand
what
happened. How smart it.
I'll tell you what happened. Gruden. sent a text message to Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And Carroll told him, don't run.
They didn't learn from the Super Bowl against New England? You have first and goal. You have beast mode in the backfield. I know. What are you doing? Well, why do they overthink it?
There's nobody as strong as that guy. There's That's nobody right, willing to
Every
do it.
Tackle, there's six guys on yes. top of him, and he's dragging the pile.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
You know, when I first, the very first time I did the show, Jim Fossil was in here. And during one of the breaks, Jim and I were talking about the John Gruden hire. And I said to him, apparently I'm the only one with this point of view, but if you take Dick Vermeil out of this equation, there has never been a guy that's come back and been successful after a 10-year absence, including Joe Gibbs. And so far, this approach that Gruden has taken of filling his roster with veterans, none of them are cohesive. You can't buy a championship in the NFL. You can't throw a bunch of guys together and put them out on the field and be successful. It takes time. It takes teamwork and coordination, and his head has got to be spinning right now.
I think Josh said it best before in referring to the Bucks when he said they're going out there and they're just having fun.
Right.
And that's where that cohesiveness comes together. It's that, well, I've got your back, 9, you've got right? mine.
Gruden 0-9 in his last 9 games, something like that?
I guess so. I don't know.
I think it's like 0-9.
Well, his last game was the Tuck game, though, before this year?
I don't remember.
No. It was in Tampa Bay.
Oh, the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl.
In Tampa Bay, his last 2 years in Tampa Bay, he was awful.
So it was 0-9. He's 0-9 to this point.
So last 6 of previous career, now 3 straight here. Yeah. And it doesn't look like it's getting better.
But for 3 quarters, he's the best coach in the league.
And then they give up 250-plus yard touchdowns to Tannehill? I mean, come on.
Happy birthday to Eric Bonici, turning 21 today. Hmm. Just kidding. Let's move on to Sundays a little bit, and then let's do some prognostication, if I can use the word prognostication. So we've got the Fish People, Miami Dolphins, playing your New England Patriots, Jeffrey. Patriots -7. After the last 2 weeks, what are you thinking? There's one right in front of you.
I mean, listen, any other time of the year or any other year, I would say New England at home -7 against the Dolphins is great. Right now, the Dolphins are 3-0, and we're looking up at 1-2.
What Patriot team's going to show up?
Well, and that's it. By the way, where was Josh Gordon this week?
He was on the sideline.
Did he catch a ball?
Hamstring. No, he wasn't suited up.
Hamstring.
Enough. I'm done. Go. Bye-bye. Beat it. Why'd you bring him onto the team?
You know, that's an interesting point, because look at the guys they've brought in over the last 2 years that have not been able to run the routes and learn the Patriots system. And you think Josh Gordon is going to come in and do that?
Listen, other than Randy Moss, we've tried it with Ocho Cinco. We're now trying it with this guy. These guys are done. They're not mentally capable of playing at this level.
Nope.
Certainly not for the Patriots.
We did Ocho Cinco. We did Chad John. Wait a minute, same person.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Let's see him on the field. Maybe, because Belichick.
I got news for you. I don't think he's mentally prepared to play without being on the weed.
Well, I agree.
Neil, who are you going to take? Dolphins or Patriots?
I'll take the Dolphins +7.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, I'm going to go Patriots.
Yeah, I think I have to go Patriots as well.
Okay.
I can't see them losing.
I'm going
3
with Jeffrey. +7, I'll take the Dolphins.
7 points to a division rival in week 4?
Right.
We all know the first 4 weeks of Patriots is still like preseason. Belichick's still playing with pieces. And I want to know why they're not using their running backs more.
And Miami,
they have a plethora in the backfield they're not using.
Why do they use Sonny Michel so much when he couldn't do anything for him? He dropped more balls. It was unbelievable.
Two in a row.
Yeah, he kept going out there.
Yep.
No Burkhead. No James White running the ball, just him. This guy couldn't catch anything.
Meanwhile, James White scored the only touchdown. Yep. He was your hero a few years ago.
Yep.
This guy is a player. He's a winner. Give him the ball.
But you said it. Belichick's still playing with the pieces.
He really is. And he's got a lot of pieces to play with because he lost a ton of players.
Yep.
Now, keep in mind, Edelman is still out this week, right?
No, he's out for four.
Yeah, he'll be back week 5.
Yeah, right.
He's still missing Edelman.
Yep.
Patricia was smart in double-teaming Gronk. He couldn't see a ball all night.
I agree.
Okay. I don't know why they're not throwing a Chris Hogan more. This kid's a stud, too. He's got great hands. He runs great routes. He and Brady have a good chemistry.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe. And he's obviously working with a new defensive coordinator because their defense looks terrible.
You also got Amendola coming back to New England on the Miami team.
Oh, on the Miami side?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Miami's coming in, like you said, 3-0. These guys are, first of all, these are one of those teams I was just talking about. Miami can beat the Patriots on any given Sunday.
They beat a Jets team without their high and mighty coming off a win at Detroit. They beat an Oakland team who...
Yeah, they haven't beaten anybody.
They haven't beaten anybody.
I agree.
Anybody.
And the Patriots are 1-2.
They got a pissed off New England Patriots.
But they have cachet.
They do have that.
They have cachet.
I thought you would have had a pissed off New England Patriots this week going to play a former coach in Patricia.
Well, we just looked it up. They hadn't lost 2 in a row in almost 10 years.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Has it been that,
that long? Been that long? Mm-hmm. Regular anyway, season?
We're going to take another quick commercial break and come back with more on Vegas Nonstop here on NBC.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 a.m. Happy Monday, everybody. Again, it's backed up at the Spaghetti Bowl, and it's still 100 degrees outside, so use the sunscreen and drink a lot of water and stay hydrated. If you're out and about, you can visit with us at our pizza and podcast pregame party at Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain immediately after this little broadcast. Amore features Chicago pizza, Vienna hot dogs, Italian beefs, beer, wine, sangria. Tonight's Monday Night Football kickoff at 5:15 with the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. What do they wear underneath their bucking hats?
Buccaneers.
Thank you. Total still 54 and still 1.5 or 1? Tampa Bay favorite?
Right now, Tampa Bay is 1.5, 54.5.
Anyway, pizza and podcast at Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. Stop by and say hi. All right, let's pick a few games coming up next week. You want to talk about Thursday again, Vikings and Rams?
Definitely top three games of the week, if not number one. I mean, you're talking about two powerhouses here that could be an NFC Championship preview.
I absolutely agree.
And a lot of people thought so. Now, are we going to see the Vikings team that we saw at home yesterday taken out to the woodshed by the Buffalo Bills?
I don't think we ever see that Vikings team again.
Thank goodness. I don't know, man. This is going to be tough. And they'd have to go to L.A. to play a team that is absolutely rolling everybody in their way.
Yeah, but they're due for a bad game.
Why? Not this one.
You know what? Somebody's going to get hurt.
Somebody's
going to get hurt.
Neil Portnoy, who are you like?
I'm going to go against the Rams in this one.
You're going to take 6.5 at the Vikings?
Yeah. Tom White, who are you like?
I'm going to take the Vikings.
JT.
It's Thursday night, buddy, at home. I got to take the Rams.
I'm with JT. I'm taking the Rams at home. After what I saw yesterday,
My tail is so far between my legs if I'm a Viking. I'm going to be so uncomfortable sitting on that plane all the way to L.A. I'll be pissed off.
But all those guys from Buffalo are really happy right now, having their beef on Weck sandwiches. Frankie should.
What was the money line on that game?
Somebody lost a lot of money.
I don't know, but the books did pretty good on it from what I read.
No, you
know.
Of course, everyone was on. Even if you teased Vikings down to 10, you got smoked.
Every parlay, every teaser had Vikings.
That's what I talked. I asked you about, should we tease that game?
We were at the Westgate on Friday. He said, should we tease Buffalo plus 22? I said, listen, it's hard to say that, but after what I saw them do against the Ravens in week one, lose by 40, I'm like, I don't even want to be on that. I don't want to touch this game.
That's a different team because that's the worst quarterback in the history of football, that kid, Peterman, ever.
He has not played a full game, and he's thrown 7 interceptions.
That's amazing.
How's that for a stat?
Okay, so Buffalo Bills against the Packers in Green Bay at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Buffalo Bills plus 10 against the Packers team with or without Rodgers.
It'll be with Rodgers. He'll have the brace on the knee. He'll be one hit away from eating baby food.
But they got Aaron Jones back, too, who's going to be running the ball fully. So now they have a one-headed monster back there. So it's a different team.
What's your game plan going in? Are you going to be a running team or a throwing team?
I think Buffalo Bills off of this momentum a little bit because that defense looked really good yesterday.
Rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Great game.
Yeah.
Something to build on mentally because he's got the ability. We'll
that was Josh happens. Allen, right?
Yeah.
And what do we do here on defense? I mean, honestly, this is not a joke. Does Clay Matthews, does he hold up from tackling people? Does he literally just continue to sack? What does he do?
You got to be yourself. You got to keep playing the way you've played. Those calls are terrible. Terrible calls.
Well, Jeffrey, was you earlier that said there's a commercial going around on YouTube about
Josh
said that. Wouldn't it be classic if somebody photoshops Matthews onto that? That would be
Neil, classic. Buffalo Bills plus 10, Packers minus 10 at Lambeau.
I got to go with the Packers.
Tom White.
Yeah, there's no way the Packers are going to overlook the Bills at this point, so I'll go with the I'll
JT.
Go with the,
I think the Packers win this one.
Jeffrey with a G.
They're covering double digits?
I think so.
Okay, I'm taking the Bills plus 10.
Oh! Yeah, well, I got to take the Bills also on that one. My Chicago Bears at home at Soldier Field against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a little bit of a shorter week. Minus 2.5, over and under 48.5. I'm taking my Bears, Jeffrey with a G.
It'll be interesting to see how that line moves after tonight's game, pending what happens.
I agree, yep.
I'm tending to lead towards the Bears at home. They got off to a rough start in Arizona yesterday, but they did come back strong. I'm still leery about Trubisky and that offense. It's a little scary, but that defense is solid. And they could give Fitzpatrick problems.
JT.
Yeah, no, I'm a big Bears fan. As far as I thought that they were really good last year, I think they're going to be really good this year. If they win the division, it's not a surprise to me. However, Mitchell, he doesn't know who he's throwing to, and he misses a lot of throws. They can be in trouble. They can be in big-time trouble. I like Tampa Bay.
Neil.
I'm going Tampa Bay for what Josh just said. I agree with everything he just said. I don't trust him as a quarterback for the Bears. I really don't.
I do. I like him.
Listen, he's got a cannon. He's got the ability, but there's something going on between the ears that just isn't working for him.
The McCaskies. Yeah. Tom White.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers as well. The thing about Trubisky for me is he's still learning. You can't really judge a quarterback until, I think, 32 games in, and he's three-quarters of the way through that, essentially, and he's getting better, but at the same time, it's only 2.5 points.
Yep.
Sunday night, we have an. I'm actually going with the Bears here. I like the line at home at 2.5. You win by a field goal, you cover. I think Khalil Mack could give Fitzpatrick a lot of problems. I just love the defense at home.
Khalil Mack has just been astounding.
First three games, a sack and a forced fumble in all three games.
Oh, my God.
I
want to
thank Tom White for joining us. Super fan Tom White.
Thank you very much.
Illustrator Neil Portnoy. Get Portnoy. Visit the Portnoy Gallery. Josh Towers, still pitching. Still pitching.
Still doing something, man.
Still doing mortgages, pitching, and I don't know what else you're doing. Jeffrey with a G.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody, thanks for watching. Like us and share us. And eat well, party hard if you see us out. Please come by Amore. Say hi, whatever. And have Italian beef. Have some pizza with us. Pizza and podcast.
Good week,
eat well
too.
And party hard. Thank you, everybody. Jonathan Scott, peace.
Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Oh.